Former Fort Valley State University employees charged with soliciting prostitution. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 22, 2018. Two former Fort Valley State University employees, along with five others, were charged with soliciting prostitution last week, following a months-long investigation into alleged misconduct related to the university. Alicia Janetta Johnson, the former executive assistant to the president of the university located in Georgia, was charged with six counts related to prostitution. It is alleged that she arranged to provide a prostitute to six men. The six men, Ernest Harvey, Kenneth Howard, Ryan Jenkins, Charles Jones, Devante Little, and Arthur James Nance Jr., have been charged with one count each of pandering and solicitation of sodomy for alleged conduct in 2017 and 2018. Jones is a former attorney for Fort Valley State University. The arrest warrants were issued as a result of an investigation conducted by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, assisted by the Macon Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office. The district attorney's announcement read, Johnson also is charged with six counts of prostitution on allegations she performed, offered or consented to perform a sexual act for money or other items of value. Johnson additionally is charged with conspiracy to commit fiduciary theft stemming from allegations she conspired to take scholarship money, a book scholarship, that had been granted to a student in October 2015. Johnson was also the graduate advisor for the university's Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, resigning from her position at the university on April 18, which was the same day the sorority announced its own investigation into misconduct allegations against a university employee, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I find it best under the circumstance to render my resignation effective immediately, wrote Johnson in her April resignation letter, reported by Atlanta local news channel WSB-TV. Please have my personal belongings packed and mailed to the address listed or I can have someone pick them up next week. I have no evidence of her having done anything improper or criminal, said Johnson's attorney Adrian Patrick, in a statement to the Journal Constitution. She's been demonized by social media, but not one piece of evidence has shown what's happening. Fort Valley State University did not immediately respond to Breitbart News' request for comment. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.